crowned and connected. The Crown and Connected Podcast.
Welcome back to the Crown and Connected Podcast. All right, y'all, we are back with another episode of the Crown and Connected Podcast, where we mix positive feminine vibes with the power of Black soul. Anyway, and today it is your girl CT here with Bashanti, and we are talking to the one and only, the multi-talented Miss Jasmine Renee of Skills and Heels, Jasmine Renee Music.
How?
Facebook queen.
That's a lot of stuff, and that's why I'm tired.
You got a lot of titles behind your name now.
That's cool though. It's funny to hear it out loud. So I'm like, I don't feel it until I hear it. I'm like, oh my god, just doing the most. But it never gets slow. Never a slow moment, a dull moment.
I don't think you could live a dull life if you wanted to.
No, nope. It's okay though. It's cool. I'm excited to dive right in.
Recently celebrating your 1 year anniversary.
Yes, in May. I've been married for 1 year. It went by fast. It's a learning experience. So to even be with somebody for years and years before you get married, I think it's a totally different ball game. When you're married, it's just, you just won't know until you get there what it's like. And the communication and how strong that is, and that there's nowhere else to go but at home, and you gotta communicate with your partner, and that's it. You don't run to tell your friends when you're married for real, because they might not understand it. Even if they're not married, they might not get it. So it's just join your partner, bump
your
heads, and talking it through.
I'm the wrong one to ask about relationship advice for real. That's why, yeah. So, but I completely understand. And a little known fact, Jasmine Renee is actually my sister-in-law, y'all. So this is family up in here. Queens is. Bashanti is my cousin too, so we like to keep it all in the family.
Oh, this is just a family affair, right? Hey.
It really is, though. It really is.
I'm gonna get some hot dogs. I don't know, we could just have a family reunion. Now I'm hungry. I'm so hungry.
I'm starving. So this is a really cool. Currently, we're in this collective creative studio space. Right,
yes,
now,
the Common Space Arts Building. So it's like the Arts Council. So I think it's a good place to have it, to have done it. Because there's so many different talents that operate in the building, like across the hall. What is it, Mr. Atomic? He's not here right now, but he does art classes, and he does commission work down the halls, like O'Connell's Dance Studio. We're down the hall, Skills and Heels. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening in this building all the time.
So what is Skills and Heels?
Skills and Heels. Skills and Heels is 3 years old this year. It's a dance class for 18 and up. It's not just women. It's for anybody that wants to enjoy heeled choreography. So the dance, everybody's like, what's the dance style? It's like a mix of hip-hop and like slow R&B. The music has a range of styles. It depends on the week. It depends on my feel, my mood. But it gets a lot of women out of their comfort zone, and some that have come there have experienced dancing in heels and some that don't. So we got, you know, highest of highest, girls that have gone and danced professionally, and girls that are just trying to get back into working out. So one of our girls that had been attending, she just became a Pistons girl. So we're not gonna see her no more. Probably not for a while, because she's getting ready to be super, super busy. But it's exciting that, you know, we've been able to touch so many different people, and they're getting professional gigs. So that's, you know, the main thing behind this, trying to get them work that is paid work. So artists that want to work, they need dancers, so we can feed it out that way. So that's something new as of this year.
I know you are so proud.
I am very, very proud, very, very excited. She's come to class a handful of times. She's danced with me like for performances, so I'm super, super excited to be able to see her out on the court.
Skills and Heels was an amazing experience. In fact, one of Crown and Connected's first event was a Skills and Heels session.
That was so fun.
It was a lot of fun. We'll be posting pics when we post this podcast too, just like for some throwbacks. But it was an amazing experience being able to pull different women from all over together and have like this amazing learning experience, this amazing fitness experience, empowerment experience. It was
fun.
The vibes was so real.
energy was so real.
Not only were we sexy, but we were sweaty.
Yeah, we were sexy.
Okay, like it's a workout. I think people get intimidated sometimes by the heels. Like, I've spoken to ladies about the heels, and I'm like, you know, it's preferred. It's not mandatory that you come in your heels, but the feeling of it. Just imagine when you're in flat shoes at work versus you ready to go out on a night with this, on the town with your girls, and you got on your heels. You could just feel the change and how you feel, your confidence. It's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you feel a big difference in your confidence when you're dancing heels. And I know people, some people, you know, you got to make your way there. No, you can't dance overnight if that's not your comfort zone. So we work, we build to get there.
So how did Skills and Heels begin?
Skills and Heels began from, like,
you was dancing in the mirror. Like,
it was really odd. It was so freaking funny because, okay, so what I wanted, I did for like maybe Valentine's Day. I did a video and it was just me, and I got a videographer, and I'm like, okay, I want to do this as a gift for Valentine's Day. So I did a video. It was never posted. It was never put anywhere, and I just gifted it. And I said I would love to, you know, make choreo so people can do gifts like that for their spouses. So it was just a thought at the moment. And it wasn't super popular here in Toledo. It wasn't really popular that many places. There was somebody, the first person I ever saw, she's out of Chicago. Her name is Monica. Monica the sexy dancer, and she has a dance class called Exodicy. So that was the first style I saw. So she doesn't do heels, she does socks. So sock routine, so she'll do like knee-high socks. So that was the first, you know, sexier style of class that I ever saw. And I was like, I want to try to get to see her. I never got out there, but I'm like, man, we need something like that here. And I already did fashion shows, and I already walked. I'm like, how can I put these two together? I dance, and how can I put them together? How about, you know, dancing in heels and do it as a class? So it was simply a Facebook post. So thank God for social media. And I just said, who would ever be interested, you know, in a heels class for, you know, 18 and up, an adult class maybe once a week? How would, you know, people feel about that? And it was so much good love that it gave me the confidence to, like, okay, well, maybe, you know, we'll try it and see where it goes. So I think my very, very first class, it was like 14 to 16. So that first year was super, super learning. Like, sometimes it was just me. Like, I didn't get great turnouts. But the people that came, I so appreciate them because it was something new. So it might have been me and one other person. Guess what? We got work to do because there's a routine we got to do. We're going to perform it. There may have been, yeah, I think the most was that first class was the 14 class. When we did Sweetest Day, there was only me and two other people. So there was three people. But it got so much reception because nobody's seen it before. It was enough. So last year, we did Sweetest Day. There were 10 couples. So that it's a growing thing. So I'm super happy about Toledo and their support because, you know, it's an up and down thing.
I was going to ask you, like, was that, like, pioneering something fairly new that the city hasn't seen before, and then what was that like?
I think you have to, if they see you in it and they see you believe in it, I think that's when it makes sense to them. They also have to see it. So it's like, okay, if nobody was there, I'm still going to share choreo. I'm still going to take pictures of the day of class. I'm still going to post. Because that's all they want to do is be able to see it. If I was to have class today, you know, it doesn't matter. Even just to do live, like, I go live every class, like, after we're done, just so that people can see what it is we were working on, what class looks like, just to be active. So social media was extremely helpful. That first year, I think posts, I did not have public. So, like, between now and then, like, we were able to, like, make things public for work. I didn't want to, but over time, I was like, okay, well, I think it will reach more people that way, and it absolutely did. So the ability to be able to have people to share it, that helped, making, you know, privacy settings on social media, that helped too. Hashtags are wonderful. It's slowly starting. It just depends on the artist, but the artists are starting to see the flyers, and like, they'll like the flyers. They're starting to repost the flyers of class. So it feels really, 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 really good. It's pressure, but it feels good. It feels good to know that, you know, you're not doing it for, you know, no reason.
How have you grown?
As in, like, you know,
from since the day you started and said you wanted to do these classes till today?
I think the first year we're all question marks. question marks and things I wanted. They were all question marks. It was like things I wanted to do that I might not have had enough people to do. I was very unsure of things. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I should charge this much. I don't know if I should da-da-da-da.
That's always been like one of the hardest things, like trying to figure out how much to charge and then if people are going to come.
It was hard around here because dance wasn't that. It was really, really big when we were kids. But when, as adults, I'm like, okay, to get adults out that may not have that dance background, they're not going to pay $20 here in the city of Toledo for that class. And then if they don't know me, you know, if they don't know my history, they're not going to pay that much either. So I just said, what would I feel comfortable with as far as fees? So now now I think I feel better. I feel like, you know, okay, this is the start of the year. This is what's going to happen. This is how it's going to be. In the spring, we're going to have our showcase. I don't care. You know, that's exactly what's going to happen. And to be sure, I think people enjoy the idea that, you know, she's set versus, you know, she doesn't know what she's doing.
That,
I feel that a lot
is
better.
That is a big component of it. Most definitely. And I've been able to see your progress and see your consistency. I think that's the big word.
That is the biggest part.
The big theme that you kind of get in it is being consistent in your craft, no matter what that is, no matter what support you think you might get, no matter how many likes on social media you get, if your views going live, you got zero views, like consistency. And then eventually that will build up. I think one thing for me, just thinking on my personal experience, is I'm very, I don't know, closed off or particular about my work. Like, and I'm very reluctant to share a lot of the times. Like, because if I think back on all the projects and all the events that I've had, a lot of that stuff I've never posted. So some people don't even know, like, what it is.
What's going on.
Right, exactly. So how do you overcome that fear, if you even have that fear of,
There's fear of posting. I think there's definitely a fear because you hope that you reach a certain level and that's your own personal expectation. And if you don't meet it, you feel like that's a fail or that's, you know, an epic fail. I guess you just have to take a deep breath and it is what it is. What did I do? Last year I tried to do an event that did not do well at, it didn't do well at all. Though it got good reception before, it was Mommies in Heels. So it was an event for expecting moms to come. So I got no moms to come. And I was like, you know what? It was still the idea of it that, you know, was happening. I was set and I was ready and I was like, okay, clock watching. I mean, the positive was, okay, it gave me my day back. Mm-hmm. But still, I was like, okay, what can I do next time to make it better? So it makes you strategize differently maybe in the you know, future. So I'm like, okay, maybe next time I'll make sure they pay prior to the coming. Mm-hmm. So then I know what it looks like. And then if I'm not getting people, then okay, I'll go ahead and throw it out. So it's all a learning. Yep. Okay. It's all a learning experience, I think, no matter how you look at it. Even if, you know, you have success or if you don't, it's still, you learn from it. You got to make sure you get your lesson out of it somehow, somewhere up in here.
Hey, sis. I know. You probably have a million things going on right now, and listening to this podcast is just one of them. But listen, you do not want to miss out on one of the ultimate slays right here in Toledo. So stop what you're doing, get on one of your social media feeds, and look up Beauty Asylum Salon. She's a good friend and a sponsor of the show. Beauty Asylum Salon is Slay Central, and they're always up to date on the hottest new nail trends. Located right off the Anthony Wayne Trail. And don't worry, I got you. I'll drop all the details in the description box of this podcast. In fact, I'm excited because we get to talk to a salon owner, LaVette Cephas, next week about how to be your best fashionable stylist self. So talk to you soon. Peace and love, my sisters.
Just sitting here listening to you talk about Skills and Heels, it's inspiring. But also, it makes me want to know more about you. Like, who is Jasmine?
I am old. No, I'm just kidding. I lived here. I'm born in Toledo, Ohio. I graduated from Rogers. I teach at Rogers now. So I don't know what's happening outside. Y'all, we are not in the hood.
We're
in the suburbs. I promise. Swear. There's no gunshots. I don't know what's happening. I'm guessing maybe there are fireworks.
I guess. I don't know. M80 going off some. I don't even know.
Nobody's screaming.
But ain't nobody screaming. I think we cool.
Having a good time. I don't know who I am anymore. No, just kidding. No, but I teach during the day. I'm super, super busy. I just try not to go broke. So that's probably why I'm so, so busy. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't know. I'm an education major, and I've always been interested in the arts as a child. So I think that was my main goal when I became an adult, was that I want to keep everything, keep all my crafts close to me, and that, you know, will lead to something. It will lead to something. That's the bigger picture, and I feel it coming closer and closer to where I want to be. I want to be a business owner. I want to just work for myself. That's the main goal here, is to work for self. So it's getting closer and closer. But I've always been a creative. I've always didn't want to spend money and did it myself. So I'm a DIY person. Oh. Always and forever. I will always be.
Well, y'all the two, you know, DIY queens.
Okay, high five, girl. Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, never mind. I'll say after this. There's this jacket. Do you know these little jackets with the little fringes? That's like $85, $90,
$100. Is it denim?
The They're like yarn.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes, you do. Yeah, huh? They'll have, I don't know, but I just figured out how to make it.
Oh. Okay.
For self, though. See, that's what I'm I don't be trying to. No, it's too time consuming. I'm cool. Right. But I just figured out how to, and I'm so excited about this free product. Well, not free. It's really, really inexpensive, though, compared to $90. It might be like
$12. Oh, see.
So that's a big save. Yeah. That's a big money
that's
save.
Why I do everything
money. Can we expect some merchandise from you soon, maybe?
I don't know. We've dabbled in that as well. My wife and I have dabbled in the clothing industry. It's very expensive. It's called Collision XCI. It's a unisex brand. It's on pause right now. But it was really, really a time-consuming thing. But that's the thing. The deal is to get, you know, rid of all these jobs. We can put it into the art. So that's there. It's definitely there. Just on the back burner.
Let's talk about one of your other crafts that you are really known for, because you got these different kind of, I don't know, these personas. You got the Skills and Heels, you got Jasmine the teacher, and then you have Jasmine Renee Music.
Seriously, I've been doing music 8 years. 8 years seriously doing music and songwriting. 8 years, I would say. As a child, I loved music, and I sang in the choir. I'm pretty sure that's where we all started, was singing in the choir, where you were forced to be there. And, you know, it was not necessarily that enjoyable. Then over time, I grew to find the music that I loved. I grew to find artists that I appreciated. I love Miss Erykah Badu, and I love Frank Ocean. But I really pay attention to the words. So I think, and that was always my favorite subject, was English and writing. So that was always, always, always my favorite. So to get, to put the two together, music and writing, it was just a heaven sent.
So you do a lot of songwriting as well as performing.
I do. Yep. So all my music, if it's not a cover, if it's not a mashup, it's mine. It's mine. And I feel good to say that I want to write. And I'm not super, super opposed to it, but that's the fun of it for me. Is to be able to write. I've done features where someone has had a hook for me. That's fine, but everything that's my music, it's my music. It is mine.
There's not no ghost writers.
Nope, it ain't no ghost writers. But I think it feels more authentic for me to be able to sing it. It's relatable. Okay, I know where I was. Okay, liquor was written. It was a long week. Okay, I understand that. But I think when you have ghost writers and music, you might have the look. You might have the voice, but you might not have the writing ability. So for some people, it is super, super helpful, especially if they can market you. That person is an artist. They just might need a little bit of help. So it's way, way, way more complicated to be able to get your chords together for your music, write your song, and then be able to perform it and then possibly choreograph it. It's a lot. It's a lot of parts.
But you were all in one shop then.
All in one shop.
She's like, I'm gonna do this. One, two, three, four.
I need help. Sometimes I need help, especially musically. Like, I love wall music. My wall music family. That's RC, Shannon, Ryan, and the whole wall music band. They are such a great support when I need them, as far as musically or just recording wise.
They are really talented.
They are way more experienced, and they've been exposed to this life for a lot longer than I have. So as far as teaching me, you know, what's what, is extremely helpful in a positive relationship.
So if you were to describe your music, what would you describe your music as? Or what do you like to sing about?
It's soul music.
Soul.
It's definitely soul music. And it's R&B. I won't really say that it's trappy, but it's R&B and soul. It's definitely soul music. And I write about whatever. Anything. It doesn't even, you know, have a real context, but I try to take the sex out of the music. As far as, like, I try to take out, like the she's or the he's. Like, I try to, unless it's specifically for that. Like, I try to take it out so that it's just super general, that you don't know. Because if I'm she all the time, you might not be able to relate to that. Mm. And if I'm he, that's not honest to me. So I don't do that. So that's something I don't do.
What other ways do you be able to represent yourself through your music as far as, like, sexuality?
I have a song. And it's called Crush on a Girl, and it basically starts out that it's a crush on a person you don't know how it is. Basically, you don't know this person until you get to the chorus. You're like, oh, that's who she's singing about. So you have no clue what the person is. Like, your friend's telling you that they're crazy for liking this person and blah, blah, blah. But this is how they look, and da-da-da-da, describing how they look. And you don't even know it's a female until you get to the chorus. So I have one song that's, like, a good, you know, put it there. But I wouldn't want to reference it. I wouldn't reference it every time because I don't think that I should. I don't have to.
That's amazing. So I know there are probably more artists like that too, but maybe don't either have the support or the confidence or whatever. What would you say to that aspiring musician or artist?
I guess you have to be comfortable in everyday life before you can definitely sing about it. This is just almost no way to, and sometimes it's an outlet to be able to write it, but to be confident in who you are as a person, I think that's the only way that the music is gonna flow, because you might be uncomfortable singing it if you don't feel, you know, like people either already know, or you accept yourself and you accept your situation before the music. But you definitely don't have to place it there. Who is somebody that I just found? Janelle Monae is somebody I just found out with this summer from her project. And you're like, hold on, have you seen Dirty Computer?
I've seen, like, Pink
pieces. You've seen it in the individual videos. So you don't know, even until, like, there was conversation after, because we're like, okay, is this just for fun? Or is this her real life? There's something with her and a guy, and then there's a scene with her and a girl, and then you're so confused because you never tied her to anyone at all.
Right.
So that's the cool part about music, because you can really find out about the artist, and you can find out as they please to tell you, like, okay, I'm gonna give you this. How long has she been around? Years and years and years, and she gave it to us this many years later because she felt like she wanted to.
Wow. That I never pieced that or put that together.
Yeah, so it was like, what is going on here, Janelle? And she's just like, nothing. And it's nothing. And because it's just, what can you say? She lives in it, and she stands tall in her truth. So, got to.
And you definitely stand tall in your truth as well. Even in your 5-inch heels, too, most definitely.
And that's why I'm in slides right now. Slip on sandals, because my feet. And I'm still sitting in knee pads like I'm ready for war. I'm always ready for war. Oh,
you always ready. You always ready.
Oh, my God.
All right, so what other questions do you have for Jasmine?
Well, in regards to the interview, sexuality and hip-hop, how did you overcome, I guess, being comfortable in dancing in a sexy manner that maybe people may not approve of? Like, how did you say, okay, I'm comfortable?
Okay, so the Okay, so like that first year, I was like, I don't think my kids will take me seriously. I don't want my coworkers to know about my classes. And I
girl,
was
you ain't a stripper at night.
I know, but it still felt like, okay, I don't want them to see me in that way. So now it is just like, it's whatever. So they'll be like, I see you dancing in Skills and Heels. I'm like, okay, good. And when you turn 18, you can come join me. Right. But, you know, or sing your mama, sing your auntie. So it can kind of, we can kind of laugh. I can laugh about it now. But back then, I was super like, oh my God, cringy. Don't want them to mention it. It's still weird when my coworkers be like, look what she does. And I be like, okay, all right, cool. That's fine. It's just free promotion.
Right.
Don't miss anything. But I think it is something for a woman. You don't want certain people to know that about you. But then again, you just have to get to a point that, no, you're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. So, right, like you're saying, like, there's no nudity. There's a play to the music. So I would say, if anything, that's what people hear. The music, then they see the moves, and they're like, they're sexy, and they're thinking sex. But it's like, okay, well, I'm not having sex. I'm not having intercourse on screen. So people just have to kind of relax. And it feels good to be able to let that go, because we don't get to do that every day. We don't walk through Walmart like that.
I sometimes walk through Walmart.
Okay, well, Kearney walks through Walmart like that. We don't get to do it every day. So it
catch
is.
Catch me in Wally World.
I think now, though, the more you see it, though, people are becoming more and more comfortable with this. Not so like, just to think years, if our grandparents were, like, they probably are like, my grandma knows I have a dance class, but I'm pretty sure she never really seen the footage of it, of the class. But she knows I teach dance, so it's still, like, certain things,
she think you're
okay.
Teaching ballet somewhere.
Well, she might. Well, she knows for a fact I teach for the kids, so she'll be like, oh, like, yeah, you should go to a game, but not to this class. Maybe not to Skills and Heels. But it's racy if you let it be, and if you're super conservative. But you just got to take a breath of fresh air. Even the conservative can come
join. What do you say to somebody who tries your class for the first time, and maybe they have that fear of, I don't want to be too sexy, or how do you bring that out of them?
I'll probably work with them and play around, and we'll probably have some type of common ground. But like, now you know this is familiar. You've done this somewhere before. Or to kind of loosen them up that, you know, we're all the same. Or I'll take it maybe to a move that they know. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Okay, you're doing a cabbage patch. Okay, now put your hips in it. The cabbage patch with hips. Arms and hips at the same time. So to make them feel comfortable, I can kind of get a feel for most people that are a little bit shy and maybe are a little tense. And I'll make sure I work with them. Make sure I get with them so they're not super, super feeling like,
I think my job don't want me to be great, because they done scheduled me for Sunday for the past 2 years in a row.
Oh, yeah, they don't. What about Thursday? Even though that's beginner heels.
What's Thursday?
Thursday's our beginner heels, 6 to 7:30.
Oh, so you got a new class. I didn't know that.
But that's what I'm like. I don't know if you need beginner heels or not. So beginner heels, we split the routine into 2 weeks. Versus Sundays, we got a new song every single week. So my Sunday girls end up on my Thursday classes. But last year, it was really, 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 really good. Sundays, we were able to take it slow, and we were able to really break down the moves so that by that second week, they did feel comfortable in recording if they wanted to. And that's by choice. It's not anything that we make anybody do if they felt comfortable. But over those 2 weeks, and sometimes we spend it into 3 weeks, just depending. So the Thursdays are pretty lax. Like, I can spread it over a couple weeks if necessary.
So y'all hear that? So if you a beginner, there's even a session for you. So do you have any new music projects that are coming out soon?
It's called Black Queen. It's a song of mine, and this is my very, 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 very first video. I'm working. It's a work in progress. It's a slow process, because I do come up with the music, and then I do have to get with musicians to be able to record the music. Then I have to go and record the music. Then I have to get it mixed and mastered. It's a really long process. For those that don't know, like, I'm not just going to get a beat and asking, you know, somebody to send me beats. It's like, I need it to be played a certain way, and I got to get with the musicians for it. So it is time consuming, but I'm like, whenever it is finished, it will be the way that I want it to be. So that's the fun part about it. So I'm past the impatient bug. I'm just sitting here with my hands up, which is good and bad, because while people are still, you know, paying attention, I want to keep the momentum. So
every time I mess to describe myself, Lord have mercy. Every time I step into the look looking glass, what do I see? I see a beautiful dark-haired queen, strong and confident as she. I see a pretty.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Renee of Skills and Heels and Jasmine Renee Music. This has been Crowned and Connected. Make sure that you keep queening. Hashtag always.